It's Monday, September 27th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Digital trust and privacy, a hurt and help factor. Companies aren't revealing their post-pandemic plans, and it matters. And London's new technology charter and how to leverage. This is the Business of Tech. Ping Identity asked consumers about their experiences signing up for websites and how it reflects attitudes towards online privacy. 77% of respondents have already abandoned or stopped creating an online account for any number of reasons, which included demands for too much personal information, 40%, and too many security steps, 29%. More than half of respondents have outright abandoned an online service if they found logging in too frustrating, and 63% said they were likely to jump ship for a competitor if they made it easier to authenticate their identity. Of note, there are regional differences, as Germans in particular have a more critical view, and French consumers are more diligent about password resets. In the trust category, some Deloitte research shows that using digital services make government agencies more trusted. The research discovered that people had the highest level of trust with their local governments, followed by state government, followed by federal government. But at all levels of government, researchers found, agencies can use digital services to make themselves appear less distant. Why do we care? Digital services can increase trust. That's a headline. Think about that. Government isn't exactly beloved, and they can change their relationship with their constituents, i.e. customers, with digital services. Now, how those services are perceived on privacy matters more and more. Don't overlook how much this space matters. First, for your own organization, and many small IT providers aren't using the tool strategically this way, and second, as a service for your customers. My advocacy for data management as a key service, where the provider looks at what data is being collected, understanding why, and also making sure it's not unnecessary, on top of being managed well, comes from examples of data like this. While 79% of companies intend to make moderate to extensive changes to enable hybrid work, only 40% of global employers have communicated any plans for the post-COVID-19 pandemic workplace, according to a new study. This lack of clarity is fueling a disconnect with employees who are seeking permanent, flexible working arrangements, according to the EY Work Reimagined Employer Survey 2021. One of the most notable findings from the employee study was that more than half, 54%, of respondents said they would consider leaving their job post-pandemic if they were not given some form of flexibility in when and where they work. The employer findings survey indicates that companies' plans reflect the views of 90% of employees who said they want flexibility in when and where they work, according to the survey. However, the fact that only 40% have communicated these plans leaves employees hanging, and on critical issues such as flexibility, culture, and productivity. This, quoting generously from Tech Republic. Why do we care? The obvious answer might be that many companies just don't know. I'll offer a theory. Because the timeline is so uncertain, many companies haven't envisioned the end state or defined it. I think that's a mistake. One can project out to a work environment where COVID-19 has reached a level of managed. We might debate what managed means, but an end state where the pandemic itself isn't the factor. Design for that endpoint. Your timeline may vary. I'd even offer this as a chance for small companies to collaborate with their team and address that 40% number. Find advantage in the lack of communication and build your own version with your team. London has published a new version of its Emerging Technology Charter, which are guidelines for the city's expectations on how that technology should be used in the public realm. Quoting from Computer Weekly, the fourth version of the charter, which was first announced in July 2020, is built around four principles: openness, respecting diversity, being trustworthy with people's data, and sustainability, that are designed to lay out a clear pathway for how a range of future smart city technologies can be used ethically. This includes driverless cars, facial recognition software, drones, sensor networks, robotics, mobility services, augmented or virtual reality, and automated or algorithmic decision-making systems. Why do we care? Because never reinvent the wheel. If customers like city governments are publishing their guidance, well, use it or extend it. Two stories ago, I mentioned data privacy concerns. Well, resources like this are what you pull from. The charter specifically names being trustworthy with data. There are your customer requirements for your service. That's how I string together a couple of these to make something. Are you still using on-prem file servers and VPNs to share files with remote workers? Ignite is a business-class cloud sharing solution that works more like your on-prem server than any other solution. With a security-first approach to file sharing and collaboration, Ignite offers multiple options for sharing files and collecting files from outside sources. And do it all while addressing data governance and compliance. Want to learn more? Check out ignite.com/MSP. That's EGNYTE.com. And when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening. Here's your pro tip. Put press releases out any day but Friday. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.